नियमेन तिष्ठन् नाना अवतार अकरत् भुवनेषु किन्तु कृष्ण स्वयं समभवत् परम कुमान जो गोविंदम आदि पुरुषम तमहं भजामि। रमन्ते योगिना अनन्ते सत्या नन्दे चिदात्मने इति राम पदेन असौ परब्रह्मा इति अभिधीयते। रमन्ते योगिना अनन्ते सत्या नन्दे चिदात्मने इति राम पदेन असौ परब्रह्मा इति अभिधीयते। रामादि मुक्ति सकला नियमेन तिष्ठन् राम नृसिंह बराह वामन परशुराम बलराम बुद्ध देयर आर इन्यूमरेबल इनकार्नेशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड Ramadi, of whom Lord Ramchandra is the chief. So, Ramadi Murti Sukalaniya Mena Tishthan. Krishna simultaneously existing with his innumerable incarnation, like Rama Nisimha Baraha Tishthan. रामादि मुक्ति सकला नियमेन तिष्ठन् नाना अवतारम अकरत्। सो कृष्ण एक्सेप्टेड सो मेनी इन्यूमरेबल इनकार्नेशन बट द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी परम पुरुष इज कृष्ण। रामादि मुक्ति सकला नियमेन तिष्ठन् नानावतार मकर भुवनेषु किन्तु कृष्ण स्वयं समभव इन स्पाइट ऑफ हिज कमिंग इन डिफरेंट मल्टी इंकार्नेशन ही पर्सनली ऑल्सो डिसेंड कृष्ण स्वयं समभव परम पुमान जो द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी गोविंदवादि पुरुषम तमाम भजाम। दिस इज द प्रेयर ऑफर्ड बाय लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा। देन अगेन इन द सात पुराण द एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ राम इज गिवन। राम द वर्ड कम्स फ्रॉम द रमधात रमन्ते। रमन्ते मीन्स fulfilling desire. So, Ramante Jogina Anante. Those who are yogis, Karmic Jnani and Yogi. And amongst the yogi, the Bhakta Yogi is the topmost. योगिनामपि सर्वेषां मद्गत अन्तरात्मना सद्भावान् भजते जो मां समे दीक्षतमो मत। सो योगी दे आर नॉट इंटरेस्टेड विथ मेटीरियल एंजॉयमेंट बिकॉज मेटीरियल एंजॉयमेंट इज टेम्पररी। तो रमनते जोगिना अनंते एवरीवन इज सीकिंग आफ्टर हैप्पीनेस ब्लिसफुल लाइफ बट दोज हु आर लेस इंटेलिजेंट मूढ़ दे आर सेटिस्फाइड विद टेम्पररी सो कॉल्ड हैप्पीनेस ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस But yogis are not like that. Yogis are interested in the permanent happiness. Ramante yogina anante. Not ante. Antabhattu imanadiya. Anta means this body. Antabhattu imanadiya. Nitta sokta sharirina. That within the body, the proprietor of the body is Nitya. So Nitya Nityana, if I am Nitya Itana, then I should be interested in eternal happiness. But the eternal happiness is not possible to enjoy by this body. Therefore it says, रमन्ते जोगिना अनन्ते द अनंत रमन दैट इज द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ राम राम मीन्स अनंत आनंद अनलिमिटेड हैप्पीनेस इति राम पदेनासो परब्रह्म अभिधीयते राम इज परब्रह्म एंड कृष्णा इज आल्सो परब्रह्म Krishna is recognized by Arjuna after understanding Bhagavad Gita. Parabrahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhava. So there is no difference between Rama and Krishna. Krishna is also Parabrahma and Rama is also Parabrahma. Of Lord Ramchandra. So, we, Vaishnava, we have equal faith and obeisances to all Vishnu Murtis, Ramadi Murtis, Ram Nisinga Varaha Narayan, Mahavishnu. There are Advaita Chitranadi Ananta Rupam. But we, Gauriya Vaishnava or Madhva Gauriya Vaishnava, we are worshippers of Lord Krishna Murti. Lord Ramchandra's Murti and Krishna's Murti, there is no difference. But, as I have already explained, Krishna Parabrahma full-fledged and Lord Ramchandra is also Parabrahma, but he did not exhibit his full-fledged opulence. These are very confidential things. But still, on the birthday of Lord Ramchandra, we offer our respectful obeisances at his lotus feet, so that he may be merciful upon us to bestow his bhakti. Devotional service. We are all fallen souls. We have no power to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But as it is directed by the Shastra, Sevan Mukhi Hi Jivado Sarameva Surattava. So, although there is no difference between Sri Rama and Sri Krishna. But one devotee is attracted by one feature of the Lord and the other is attracted by other feature. Sometimes it so happens that Krishna disappears from the Rasa dance and the gopis were very much eager to find out Krishna again. So, when you are too much eager to see Krishna where he is, Krishna appeared as Narayana, 400 Narayana. The gopi saw Narayana Murti, but did not become attracted by him. All the gopis said, oh, he is Narayana. Let us offer respect and they went up. Actually, there is no difference between Krishna and Narayana. But gopis are not very much interested with Narayana. They wanted Krishna. Although there is no difference between Narayana and Krishna. Similarly, although there is no difference between Rama and Krishna, some devotees are attracted with Rama Murti and some devotees are attracted with Krishna Murti. But actually there is no difference. But in the shastras, it is said that if you chant the name of Vishnu, Vishnu Sahasranam, by chanting 1,000 times Lord Vishnu's name is equal to one name of Rama. And by chanting 3 times the name of Lord Rama, it is equal to one name of Krishna. This is the Vadika of the Sattva. So, when we chant Hare Krishna, Rama is there already, 3 times. It is not that because we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are neglecting Rama. No. With each Krishna name, there are 3 times Rama name. That is the Bhagavata Vishad. Besides that, we are chanting also Hare Rama. Hare Rama and Sita Rama, the same thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, or Hare Rama, Hare Rama, there is no difference. This is also Ramdhun. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. In the Shastra, which is recommended, Agni Purana, Brahmanda Purana, Koli Santaran Upanishad, the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Besides that, when we chant Krishna's name, we chant also Lord Rama's name. Just like in the prayer offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama Radhava, Rama Radhava. Rama Radhava, Rakshama. Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava. Krishna Kesava, Pahima. So, devotees, they always chant together Krishna's name and Rama's name. So when there is question of Rama Dhun, there is Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. That is Rama. So there is no partiality that these people are simply after Krishna. Of course, we are a little more attached to Krishna. But that does not mean we do not know who is Lord Ramchandra. We know that he is also Krishna himself in his different feature of that time. Rama Adimutti Sitalani Amayla Pishan Nana Avataramakarad Bhuvani Sitintu कृष्ण स्वयं समभवत् परम अपमान जो गोविंदवादि कुल संतम हम हो जाए। नाउ लेट अस बिगिन आवर रेगुलर क्लास।
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जला बल्लभ गिरिवर गोपी जला बल्लभ गिरिवर
सभी तो भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू गॉड।
All glories to the Assembly Lord. All glories to the Assembly. Thank you very much.
সিদ্ধিং যজন্ত কিহ দেবতা ক্ষিপ্রং হি মানুষী লোকে সিদ্ধি ভবতি কর্মজা তো লাস্ট নাইট ইউ আর ডিসকাসিং জিদ খামান প্রবদন্তে তাং সতৈব ভজামহম মম বর্তমান বর্তন্তে মনুষ্যাপাত সত Everyone is seeking the absolute truth in different ways. So, the worship of the demigods, that is also in one way searching after the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, in the Vedas, the demigod worship is also recommended. Upasana Kanda. The Vedas are divided into three Kandas or divisions. Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Upasana Kanda. Therefore, the other name of Veda is Trayi. Trayi na Suti Gosara. Yeah. স্ত্রী শুদ্র দ্বিজবন্ধুনা ত্রয়ীন শ্রুতি গোচরা
দ্যাট ইজ স্টেটেড ইন দি বেদিক লিটারেচার
স্ত্রী শুদ্র অ্যান্ড দ্বিজবন্ধু দ্বিজবন্ধু মিন্স বর্ন ইন ব্রাহ্মণ ক্ষত্রিয় বৈশ্য ফ্যামিলি
স্পেশালি ব্রাহ্মণ ফ্যামিলি
বাট হি ইজ নট পজেসিং দি কোয়ালিটিজ অফ ব্রাহ্মণ আর ক্ষত্রিয়
As now it is going on,
everyone is presenting himself as a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, but he hasn't got the necessary qualification. The Brahmana's qualification is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sattam, Saucham, Samo, Dhamo, Pritikha, Arjava, জ্ঞানম বিজ্ঞানম আস্তিকম ব্রহ্মকর্ম স্বভাব সিমিলারলি ক্ষত্রিয় শৌর্য বীর্য তেজ যুদ্ধে চ পরায়ণম ঈশ্বর ভাবঞ্চ ইন দিস ওয়ে দ্যার আর ক্ষত্রিয় কোয়ালিফিকেশন সিমিলারলি কৃষি গোরক্ষা বাণিজ্যম বৈশ্যকর্ম স্বভাব বৈশ্য দ্যাট ইজ প্রাইড টু বি এনগেজড In agricultural work, giving protection to the cows and excess grains to trade, where there is necessity to carry there and take something in exchange. Similarly, Shudra, Puricharya Patankarjam Shudra Karma Sabhava. Shudra means he is satisfied by serving somebody. That's like a dog. He is satisfied having a nice master, that's all. Sometimes it is compared. The Shudras like the dog. Tankantam Tarmanasid. This Gunakama Vibhagasa. Brahman Satri Vaishya. That will be explained in the next verse. So, karma, to get success in one's particular type of occupational duty, sometimes they worship the demigods. That is described here. Demigods, they are also living entities. And all living entities, a part and parcel of Krishna, Mumimamsa Jiva Bhuta, Jiva Loka Sanat. The demigods, they are also part and parcel. We are also part and parcel. There is no difference. But they are more fortunate to get the post of Chandra, Surya, Indra, Brahma. Brahma is also living in. Therefore, to get success in our material welfare activities, sometimes, not sometimes, always, we worship any gods. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The demigod worship is also my worship. But that is abhidhi purvakam. That is not vidhi. Vidhi is to worship the Supreme Personality of God. But just sometimes that's like we give some reward to the doorman to enter into the room of a great officer. Similarly, demigod worship means to get the result very quickly. And we may ask any type of benefits and reward from the demigods. Tad bhavati alvameda tha. That is explained in the 7th chapter. The demigod worship may be bringing quickly the resultant action, the desired result. But antamattu phalam tesham. The result is antavar. It is limited. But bhakti is not limited. Bhakti is unlimited. Sarpamapi yasya dharmasya prayate mahato bhaya. But people, tad bhavati alpamedhasa, those who are less intelligent, instead of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they worship the demigods. Kankhanta karmanam siddhi, jajanta yadevata. Therefore, people are more interested in worshipping demigods than Krishna. The demigods in India especially we will find there are many devotees of the demigods, not devotees. Devotion is only applied in connection with the Supreme Personality of God. The demigod worship, they are not devotees, but they are interested to get the reward from the demigod. Otherwise, they are not interested. But bhakti is not like that. The bhaktas, they are not after any reward from the Supreme Personality. There is difference between bhakti and other demigod worship. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is teaching us bhakti. He said, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, bhajagaji, satam. My Lord, I do not wish to ask from you opulence, riches, nice wife, or many followers. These are material opulences. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I do not want all these things. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, bhajagaji, satam. Mama janmani janmani sare bhavata bhakti rahaitu. That is the desire of devotee. He doesn't want him liberation. Janmani janmani. He wants to serve the lotus feet of the Lord bath after bath. That is his aspiration. Kripram hi manusheno ke siddhi bhavati karma. So karmakandiya, those who are on the platform of creative activities, generally they are attracted by the demigod worship. But vitarāga bhayo soka, those who are detached from material happiness, they become attached to Krishna. Manmanā māmupāsthita. That is already explained. Now, we have to make our choice whether for temporary benefit we shall worship demigods or for permanent benefit we shall worship Krishna. That is our choice. But people generally make their choice kipram hi manushe loke siddhit bhavati. Immediate result. Immediate result. That will be explained. That immediate result, it may be very palatable in the beginning, but it will produce bitter result at the end. But that we do not consider. We want immediate. The immediate result and remote result is described in Sanskrit words, Shreya and Preya. Preya means immediate benefit and Shreya means ultimate benefit. So, those who are interested in the ultimate benefit go back to home, back to Godhead. For them, worshipping the Supreme Lord is most beneficial. And those who are interested in the matter of temporary benefit, dhanam dehi, rupam dehi, jaso dehi, Just like by worshipping Goddess Durga, we want all these things. But we forget that whatever we get material benefit, with the end of this material body, everything is lost. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That at the end, I, as death, I take away all your material possessions. Sarvaharam mrittu. So that is not good. Because we are eternal, nitya nityanam, ketana ketananam, we should be after eternal happiness, eternal benefit. That should be our business. Therefore, we should not be karmaja, not kundi. Neither we should become jnani. We should become yogi. And what kind of yogi? Bhakta yogi. Because there are different types of yoga practices. Out of that, bhakti yoga is the topmost. Because Krishna says, bhakta-māma-vijāna-tri-jāvāna-jacchāni-tattva. Without me, in the bhakti yoga, neither you can be happy, nor you can understand what is Krishna and what is your relationship with Krishna. Evam prasannam munaso bhagavad bhakti yogata. If you want to be happy, then bhagavad bhakti yogata, it can be possible. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. That is stated. Nasya prayasu avadreshu. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. This class is held for the benefit of the human society. And this is the process of Nityana Bhagavata Sevaya. Sinnatana Sapatha Krishna Punnat Sabana Kirtan. If we regularly hear about Krishna, why regularly, constantly? If we practice in such a way that we shall hear about Krishna, talk about Krishna, chant about Krishna, eat about Krishna, work about Krishna, sleep about Krishna, walk about Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness movement. Sinnatana sarata Krishna pulya sabana kita. Anything we do in relationship with Krishna is pious. Punya sabana kita. Nidbande Krishna sambandha jitta vairagam uchyati. This is the instruction of Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī. Dovetail everything with Krishna activities, Krishna consciousness. That is the recommendation. Then our life will be successful. And Krishna is sitting within your heart. When he sees you, that you are very serious about Krishna, then he helps you. Sinnatana sapata Krishna punna savana kirtam riddham tasya avadrani vidhunati. Now, Krishna avadrani vidhunati. We have got many dirty things within our heart. But as soon as we begin to hear about Krishna, just like you are hearing about Krishna, Krishna is speaking about himself. Krishna is speaking about the situation of this material world. He will speak about the spiritual world, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. So, if you regularly hear, that is the beginning of success of life, hearing. The Vedas are called hearing, Shruti. One has to hear Vedas from the right person. That is the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sthane sthita suti gatam tanumang manohi. To achieve success in self-realization or God-realization, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Sthane Sthuta. He just remained in your present position. He remained as a Grihastha, or as a Brahmin, or as a Sannyasi, as a businessman, professional man, it doesn't matter. Sthane Sthuta. He remained as a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, it doesn't matter. But Sutigatam Tanuvam Manovi. Just try to hear about Krishna, Sutigatam. Oralization. Sutigatam means oralization. Tanuvam Manovi. And try to employ your body, words, Tanuvam, and Mano, mind. Engage in Krishna service. Tanuvam Manovi. Sthane sthita sutigatam tanumam je prayasa ajitopi jitapasi. Krishna's another name is Ajita. He is never conquered. But any person who hears about Krishna, jnani prayasam mudapasa namantayeva sanamukuritana bhavadiyavata. Simply mental speculation, giving up this bad habit. Jnana prayasam kudupas. Living it as a child. Namantayeva. Very humbly and meekly. If one hears from the realized soul about Krishna, then in any position, Sthane Sthita, because he is hearing from the realized soul, then one day it will be possible to conquer the unconquerable. Prayasa ajitobi jitapasi kai silakyam. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to give chance to everyone to hear about Krishna. This is the first part. Saranam. And one, when one has heard very nicely about Krishna, he can speak about Krishna. And he must speak. He cannot remain without speaking. That is the result of Sravanam. Sravanam Kirtanam. One who has heard nicely, he must speak or preach. And preaching and hearing about whom? Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu and Krishna disciples. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandanam Dasam Satham Atmanivedanam. These nine different processes of Krishna consciousness movement is being pushed on by the members of Krishna Consciousness Society all over the world, and we have opened also here in Bombay, the most important city of India. So we request you all to come every day and try to understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness based on Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra, Ramayana, Mahabharata, or authentic scriptures. There is no concoction, there is no manufacturing, malinterpretation. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any deviation. So, if you take advantage of this process of understanding, Chinnatam Sabatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana, then gradually we shall be bereft of all sinful activities, resultant action of sinful activities. Siddhantasa avadrani. Avadrani means inauspicious things accumulated within our heart. By this Krishna Kirtan, as recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Seta Dharpana Marjana. The heart is clean. It is just like mirror. Seta Dharpana Marjana. So as soon as our heart is clean, then we can understand immediately what is Krishna, what I am. what is my relationship with Krishna and how I should act in relation to Krishna. This is perfection of life. What had happened? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.